Jamon Chee, we are on the fly over at Pioneer Airport in the Kid Venture area. But also here in the Kid Venture area or nearby is the EAA Air Academy. And the EAA Air Academy is a very cool story that we're going to talk about. I've done this show from the Air Academy, but we haven't been out here for a while. It's been, I bet it's been 4 or 5 years since we've visited you guys. And since we were coming out here to do Kid Venture, I thought, you know, we need to see the Air Academy again. And Linda Holtger, is that how you pronounce it?
Holtger.
Yes. You have been on staff at the Air Academy for nearly, 30 years?
This is my 30th year.
Tell us how you started with the Air Academy and tell us some basics for our listeners what the EA Air Academy is.
Well, I was raised in a military family, and then I met my husband who was in the military and got out right after we got married. And then we moved to Wisconsin, and there was no aviation in my life. And I had a wonderful life, but I felt like there was really something missing. So in 1987, my Girl Scout field director called and said, "How would you like to work with teenagers all summer?" And I went, "Oh, no." And then she said what I would be doing, that I would be doing flights with them and sitting in all their classes. And I thought, wow, this is just amazing. This is my aviation hookup. And so I started in 1987 knowing nothing about boys, because all we had was girls and they were mostly boys. And I fell in love with boys. They're just the most amazing creatures there are.
A lot of energy, right?
Because you never know what they're going to do. It's always a surprise. So these 30 years of mine have been entirely blessed. We started out at Grünhagen Conference Center with one camp for 3 weeks long. And we gradually, Mr. Ray built the lodge for us, and we've increased to 6 to 7 camps a year.
Wow.
And the kids, I never hear any negative comments. They keep coming back, and they come back. And some who have been campers are now on our staff.
And most of your staff comes from the campers, right?
Most of it, yes. Yep. Not all of it, but most of it.
And we're not only talking about camp counselors, but we're also talking about interns, right? Mm-hmm. Interns that are supported, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you've got flight instructors as well.
Yes, yes.
So let's back up just a little bit, and let's talk about those individual camps. What does the Air Academy offer? What's different camps?
Okay, we start with a Junior Eagles camp, which is for children between the ages of 12 and 13, and that runs for 5 days. And then we have a basic camp for children the ages of 14 and 15, and then we move up to the two advanced Air Academy camps for our students between the ages of 16 and 18.
Okay.
And that's for 9 days and during Air Venture.
So these are timed carefully. As I understand it, the senior camps are split in Air Venture, correct? So that each camp of the
yes.
older kids gets to experience
yes.
Air Venture.
Yes.
So what would be different with the younger kids? What I know the curriculum has to be totally different just because of the age difference.
Well, the younger kids get to do model airplaning, and they get to build a wing rib, and they get to play on the computers with all of that and everything. But they don't. The older kids get to do the welding.
Okay.
They get the ground school, and we have a man from Boeing that does ground school. He's an engineer at Boeing.
Yeah, he's from the Seattle area.
Yes, Brian Lee. Mm-hmm. And so they get all of that, and plus they get to be at Air Venture.
And so I'll talk to the campers about, you know, a typical day in their life at camp. But let's talk about some more of the administrative type stuff. So this takes a lot of preparation. And I know Scott Cameron, who's
yes,
the director.
A lot of preparation.
And his sister Julie. Cousin Julie, okay.
Yes.
You know, I know Julie's not full-time, but Scott does this all year round. All year round. So tell us a little bit about what happens in preparation for the first camp. I mean, it would be a lot. So you have to order food. Someone has to do a menu.
Well, we start taking registrations in January.
Okay.
And Scott is out at the EA office every day. He's now retired as a school teacher, so he'll have a little bit more time. But you can get him at the office after 4 o'clock on weekdays. He starts processing applications. He starts working with scholarships. We start setting up for food. We start setting up schedules. He has to go out and recruit for our staff. Just a lot of stuff.
let's talk about scholarships, because I know anybody who's listening who thought, oh, I want to go to camp, but I can't really afford it. Scholarships. Let's talk about scholarships.
Yes, when they send in their application, there is a part on it that says scholarship. And so they need to apply for the scholarship, how much they'd like, and how much they would like to earn themselves. We like for them to take a little bit of ownership with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have kids who get scholarships, and then we've also got Young Eagles credits from the local chapters.
Let's talk about that. What is that about? How does that work?
Well, every time a Young Eagles pilot flies a Young Eagle, they get so many points.
Okay.
And so those points get added to the tuition of an Air Academy.
So the local chapter will go through a process to choose some kids to go to camp.
Yes. They offer it to whoever they think might be interested and who might be a good candidate. And then they make the selection.
And then they use their credits toward to defer some of the costs for the kids.
Yes.
Well, it's a fantastic program.
So no individual should ever be turned away because of lack of funds.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. It sounds very much like EAA. So kid positive and kid friendly. So going on now you're going to start camp. The first camp, you said there are five, right? Five camps.
Well, there's two Junior Eagles, two Basics, two Advanced, and we have a Sport Aviation this year too.
So that's seven camps.
Right.
Okay. So seven camps. So the first one is when? What time of year?
Well, we started at the middle of June.
Okay.
And then the last one ends like probably the second week in August.
Okay. So the one that starts in June, is that a little kids camp?
It depends on the calendar. This year it was the basic camp. Just how the days fall in place to work out. But usually that's the progression we like, is Junior Eagles, Basic, and Advanced.
And how many days is a basic camp?
A basic camp is 6 days.
6 days, so not quite a full week.
No.
And then the next camp is?
The advanced camp is 9 days.
9 days, okay. So it's a week and a half. And then the next camp would be?
Well, the Junior Eagles is only 5 days.
5 days.
Yes.
And Junior Eagles, how is that different from the advanced camp?
Oh, it's a lot different than the advanced camp. It's not that different from the basic camp. Like I said before, the Junior Eagles do aero modeling, and they build a wing rib, and they fly, and they do rockets. But they don't have ground school. They don't get to go to Air Venture. They don't weld. They don't do metal.
Okay.
And composites.
So then you just answered my next question. Those are all the things that the next two camps get to
do.
And then the seventh camp. What was the name of that again?
It's Sport Aviation.
What is that all about?
I don't know. I've never worked it. I don't know
anything
about it.
Colin might know. What's the sport camp?
Sport camp is mainly all workshop. So they're in there for probably 7-8 hours a day, constructing more advanced, they build like a full composite wing, stuff like that, where it's more for the kids who like the hands-on aspect of aviation.
And then also, to break from that for just a sec, you also have adult camps, don't you?
You know,
not during the summer, but I know that there's other events that involve adults.
I know that we used to have an adult Air Academy, and we had a B-17 camp.
I know there's a Bell 47 camp.
But I don't know anything about what they're doing now with the adult camps.
Okay. Yeah, I know they exist, and they're here in the same facility. Yeah. Well, very good. So let's talk a little bit about going from camper to staff. Let's talk to Colin here. Colin, how do you pronounce your last name?
Singlob.
Singlob, where are you from?
Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Oh, you're almost a local boy.
Basically, just east of here.
How many years have you been coming to the EAA?
Air Venture, EAA, this is my sixth year at Air Venture. I was a camper for 3 years, and then I've been on staff for 3 years. So
okay.
Six total working for the organization.
All right. Awesome. So let's go back a little bit. Does your dad fly, or how did you get interested in flying?
I got interested in flying. There's a thing in Sheboygan called Rockets for Schools, and my science teacher in sixth grade pitched the idea to us, and a friend and I started a rocket team. And we built this 6-foot-tall rocket and launched it over Lake Michigan, and that's kind of what sparked my interest in aviation in general. So then after that, I went down to space camp in Alabama for 2 years, and I kind of wanted to find something a little bit more local. Uh-huh. And, of course, Oshkosh is pretty local. Hour and 15 minutes away. And we're talking about the Young Eagles credits before. I went to my local chapter. I went to a few meetings. They decided I was a decent enough person to sponsor, and with the Eagle credits, they sent me here in 2009.
Okay. So that was your first camp.
Yep.
And obviously, you liked it because you came back.
Loved it, yeah. I did the basic camp for 2 years, and then in my third year, I did the advanced, and without a doubt, the advanced was my favorite by far.
And then how did you decide to come back as a staff member?
I decided to come back. A lot of the counselors here, we have six of them that are from the University of North Dakota,
okay.
Which is where I go to school now, and they kind of did a little bit of recruiting, and I knew that because their presence was so strong, there must be something pretty good about the school. So I ended up going to UND, and UND has a partnership with the Air Academy. They offer a scholarship for a counselor to come here and basically be a camp counselor. So,
do you get college credit for that?
We do not get college credit, but okay. We do get a pretty nice scholarship, and then we get to stay in the lodge all summer. So it's a pretty nice summer gig.
That is a nice summer gig. And then, so the core staff is from UND?
There's about six of us from UND. I'd say it's a little under half. We also have camp counselors from Quincy University in Illinois. We have one from Embry-Riddle. We have a few that have no aviation like majors they're doing. They just general interest in aviation. They're kind of from all over. We have counselors from Colorado, Texas. Last year we had some from North Carolina and stuff. It's really just kind of up in the air.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, a lot of
neat little history. Well, we have some more campers and counselors to talk to. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back right back here to the Air Academy over at Pioneer Airport. You're listening to EAA Radio.